It's the Lollygagging Podcast with Rick and Dave. Now here are your hosts, Rick and Dave.
Hi everyone, this is the Lollygagging Podcast with Rick and Dave. You are?
I'm Rick, hi everybody.
And I am Dave. Hey Rick, how's it going?
Yeah, not bad, not bad. How about you?
Doing good. Just starting off new semester, went to a conference, and getting back into some language learning. So Rick, I hear you've got a question for us.
Well, generally, we often get this question from people who are just starting out, and they often want to know which language they should learn. You know, a lot of people immediately know what language they want to learn because, you know, they're going to the country or they've got some other reason, heritage speaker or whatever. But frequently I get somebody just says, well, I just want to learn another language. Which one should I learn? And I just I thought we could take a few minutes and try and answer that question for people.
No, Rick, I don't want to. I want to eat some toast.
Okay, well, let's go eat toast.
Okay. All right, goodbye, everyone. Shall we just start from the beginning?
Well, I think we should talk more about toast, but if you want to answer this question about which language should I pick,
okay, well,
let's do that.
Okay,
what language?
Let's do that, Rick. How do you pick a language? And then after you tell me, then we'll have some toast.
Well, how do I pick a language is pretty easy. I generally go to the country, discover that I can't do what I want to do, and then decide that I'm going to learn the language. Then I spend a number of years learning the language and then go to the country and discover that I'm not very good at it. That's my typical methodology.
Well, and
I wouldn't recommend it.
No, okay. So how does someone who is not you pick a language? If you are just starting out, Rick, say you are not you, say you are someone who is competent and determined wanting to learn a language, how would you recommend they do that?
Okay, well, if I was going to give some advice to my past self, basically, I think the thing to do is to find a language that you're interested in. That's the primary takeaway that you really need, is to have a language that you're interested in. Because if you're not interested in it, then you're not going to do it. Simply because it takes a lot of time and a lot of perseverance to learn a language. So if you're not got the interest, you're never, ever going to put the time in.
Well, what if I'm just kind of curious? I've never studied a language before, Rick, and I want to learn one because I want to meet all these great people at polyglot events, and I want to speak a language. So what do I do? How do I choose if it's all sort of a level playing field?
Well, I think if you have no particular preference whatsoever and you just want to learn a language for the sake of learning something new, then I would probably pick a language which is in the same language family that you speak as a native speaker. So, for example, an English speaker, you're probably best off picking something Germanic or Romance language. So French or Italian or German or Dutch or something like that. If you were, I don't know, Japanese speaker, you might want to look at Asian languages or something like that. Basically, because the difficulty level goes up a lot as you move away from your local language family. So I can't remember the exact numbers, but there was some study done that said, you know, for an English person, an English native speaker, to learn French was something like 500 solid hours of classroom and homework and stuff. But Mandarin was something like over 2,000 hours. So that sort of gives you a clue. Oh, dog's gone mad. Unauthorized walking outside.
I'm sorry, I don't speak dog.
Don't you?
No, I never learned. It was going to take 5,000 hours to learn dog.
All right. It is close to your family.
Don't make me come over there, Rick. So help me. I hate you so much.
Anyway, so the upshot of it is, if you have no preference, then try and pick one which is closest to your language family, just because it will make your life a lot easier and quicker. And then if you're going to, before you choose or settle on any particular one. So let's say you've decided you're going to pick the Romance family. Well, that includes French and Spanish, Portuguese, Italian, Romanian. What you might want to do is look at those cultures and see if that interests you, because you really are going to need to maintain interest. See if they've got a lot of media and books and just content to consume. So, you know, you're going to wind up spending a lot of time watching French TV series or French movies or something like that. So, you know, you're just going to, if you cannot find some interest to latch on to, I just think you're going to fail. I mean, on the forum, we see it quite a bit. You know, you see people come in and they say, oh, I'm going to learn these five languages and I'm going to do this, that, and the other. And they rarely ever complete, and we never hear from them again, because it's a huge task to learn a second language, and you really need to have an interest. You need to keep at it day by day. You know, you have to keep whittling away at it until you manage it.
I will tend to agree with you there. I think that really learning the ins and outs of a language is a time-consuming task. It doesn't mean it's not fun, but it can be a huge investment. And as people may know, you are kind of more into deep language learning. You study fewer to a greater degree, and I am more of a wide and plentiful kind of a guy. So I agree. It's really tricky to learn more than just the basics of any given language. I will also agree that if you travel somewhere, especially if you are an American, if you travel somewhere, I highly recommend learning enough of the language to, you know, get the basics down. You know, say hello and please and thank you, ask for directions, use numbers, offer someone a piece of candy. That's always useful in any language.
Actually, numbers, that's a good point. Numbers is a really, really good thing to know. I remember when I went to Spain and I didn't speak any Spanish whatsoever, but I did know how to count. So I could at least ask for my hotel key, you know, because they used to keep them behind the reception. Mm-hmm. So you went in and you told them what room number you were and they gave you the key. But of course, if you don't know how to say the number, you're sort of stuck, you know. So yeah, numbers is a really, really important one.
Yeah, where is this hotel? And I want to go there and just start asking for random key numbers.
they do check your name as well.
Okay.
But it was in Zaragoza.
Oh, okay, great.
Okay, so Dave.
Yes.
What is your recommendation? How would you go pick? I mean, you pick languages 10 to a penny, but if you were going to get somebody was going to, you know, give them advice about which language they should choose to learn, what would you do?
That's a great question, Rick.
What's the question?
What's that?
Nothing.
I hate
you. How would you recommend somebody learn a language? Find a language to learn.
Well, if you don't have a set reason, for instance, traveling somewhere, or if you have to learn it in school for some requirement, or if you don't have any cultural reason, like say you have ancestors who speak the language who live somewhere in, you know, Budapest or Poland or Japan or whatever, usually those will dictate kind of where you may want to go. But if you are just set on learning a language, but you have no idea how to proceed, it depends. As an American, I would recommend pretty close to what you said about learning something either Germanic or Romance. I find that a lot of people tend to go for Spanish. It's fairly straightforward. It's phonetic. The grammar isn't too burdensome, although there are a few things you have to kind of change your way of thinking on, like where adjectives go or how verbs are conjugated. So if you want an easy language and you're an American, or if you're a native English speaker, I would recommend Spanish, or I can do you one better, Esperanto. That is a constructed language based loosely and partially on Romance languages, among others. And the grammar is straightforward, very consistent, and it's easy to pick up a lot of vocabulary and a lot of grammar really quickly. A lot of times, being in the polyglot mindset, a lot of times it's not hard to pick a language, it's hard to pick which language to avoid. So I think for people like us and people who were trying to kind of proselytize.
So basically, you're just saying, if you're American, pick Spanish.
Pretty much, yeah. If you're, well, Overall, it's very common. It's easy to get resources. I mean, there are Spanish books aplenty in bookstores, libraries, Spanish resources online. I mean, it's one of the most popular languages, and you will have a huge community to speak with once you learn it. So if you just want to learn a language, I would say Spanish is good. French and Italian and German, those are close behind as well. I mean, you know, all of them are taught in most schools and universities and community colleges. But really, I think if you are interested in languages, I think there's nothing wrong with kind of picking a weird one just to get a taste of it. I think that everyone has this idea of wanting to be fluent right away or someday. But I think that if you are curious about languages, it really doesn't hurt to dabble a little bit. And that's kind of how I got started. And, you know, I don't speak a lot of anything, but I know a lot about how different languages work, and that's kind of the fun. That's the fun part. I mean, like you, Rick, you speak, and you're studying a number of non-related languages, right?
Yeah, so I'm doing French and Italian, so that's obviously Romance languages, but I've also added in the mix Mandarin, Czech, and Setswana. So, yeah, that's about as far as you can get. But as you were speaking there, I was thinking that it would be, if you have no particular affiliation to any language whatsoever, one of the better ways to pick might be to find out who in your local area speaks something different. So, for example, if you have a Polish shop down the street there, and you can pop in every day and talk to the proprietor, well, you might be better off just deciding, well, I'm going to learn Polish, because you have somebody to converse with, which typically is, if you're not living in the country where the language is spoken, that is typically your most difficult thing to acquire, is a native speaker to speak with.
Yeah, and if you have a Polish shop in your neighborhood, then obviously it's a shop that sells Polish, so you can go there, you can buy some Polish, you can go home, you can unwrap it, and then bam, you're fluent, right?
Yeah, I think that's how it works.
Well, no, you raise a good point. A lot of times I will be excited about studying a little bit of, say, Thai. And if we have a Thai restaurant in our neighborhood, I'm the first one to go there and say, you know, Sawadee and Kapun Klap and you know, hello and thank you and whatever I can spit out. And it usually kind of catches them off guard in a very good way. That is, you know, one of the reasons why I get excited about, you know, learning a language is if I can use it right away in context with native speakers.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the whole point is to communicate with someone. Unless, of course, you're learning a dead language like Latin or ancient Greek or something, in which case you're just wanting to read, because you're not going to find a native speaker.
Well, I think Latin's making a comeback.
Yeah, there are people that speak Latin, oddly enough. Not, I'm not one of them.
But I'm willing to learn.
No, I'm not. I got too much on my plate at the moment.
No, yeah, well, Setswana and Czech, and are you learning any Slovak?
No, I picked Czech because in Slovakia they understand Czech, so with any luck, they'll understand butchered Czech as well.
Okay. Well, then what's the appeal for Czech over Slovak?
Mostly because I had to do, it's a thing I'm doing called the Free and Legal Challenge, which I think we talked about before, where you have to, all the resources you use have to be available on the internet for free, and they all have to be legal, which is probably the more difficult bit. And so that's the challenge. But because I knew people from the Czech Republic, I was going to basically get them to help me for free. So that was the reasoning.
Not bad. So you're learning a language because of the free resources.
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay, bonus. Okay.
Dog's gone mad. My family's home. All right. Okay. Well, I'm going to have to go, so I'll look and leave you.
No, okay. I'll just sit here and talk by myself. Hello. And
good idea.
Okay.
All right, great talking to you. Talk to you soon.
All right, we'll see you. Talk to you soon. See you soon.
Cheers, bye.
Bye.
Okay, well, let's go eat toast.